Are you kidding?
Blog Talk Radio.
I won't even answer the phone. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. What is this? Praise be to God. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a word. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come to be overcome.
Let us pray. Jehovah Rohi, which means the Lord, my shepherd. Jehovah Rohi, you are my shepherd, so I shall not be in want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You restored my soul. You lead me beside still waters. You prepare a table for me in the presence of those who oppose me. You anoint my head with oil and cause my cup to overflow. Because of you, goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life. Because you are my shepherd, I will dwell in your house forever. You are the great shepherd. You are the guider of my soul. You are both king and shepherd over all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word,
I am the one who does him. consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can lift him.
I am.
Jehovah, I often feel as if I am in want. I often look at things I don't have and covet them. Forgive me for my discontent. As my shepherd, you have given me all I need. When I feel lack, it's not because you haven't provided for me. It's because I disregarded what you have given. Pardon my sins, especially when they rise up in the face of all the blessings you have given me. I must seem like an ungrateful child to you at times. And for that, I ask for your forgiveness and grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I am going to play another selection. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory, because a family that prays together stays together.
Sometimes times you're feeling down. When you had enough, no time for messing around. Your money gets funny. Keep holding your head up high. Through the good times and the bad times, you should be thankful just to be alive. A family that prays together, stays together. So let's live forever. Pray together. When I think about it, we come a long, long way. I'm oh so grateful, blessed each and every day. It doesn't matter whether people talk about us. We're moving higher and higher.
Who sits so high verse 37 through 40 says, you should love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest in the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Up your heart and let Jesus come in. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Referred Healing. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 30, verse 2. And it says, O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Hallelujah, Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. The writer says, sometimes we may wonder why the pain and emptiness in our hearts may persist, even though we have sought the Lord and have tried to obey him. We know Jesus is the great physician and can help us. So why doesn't he? Our problem, however, arises in the areas we will not allow him to touch, or we are not aware require his healing. Often, this is because we don't realize where our issue really originates. For example, you may have an ache in your jaw, so where would you go? Most likely to a dentist, right? But at that time, But at times, discomfort in the teeth is actually a precursor to a heart attack. In medical science, this is called referred pain. The source of the problem is not in the same place where the hurt is presenting. If you have wrestled repeatedly with a pain in a certain area of your life and you have found no relief, it may be that you have been focused on the wrong source. Ask God to reveal what to do and obey him even when he doesn't make sense. Don't be surprised when he calls you out. Don't be surprised when he calls you to make a change that seemingly has nothing to do with your problem, but that provides the relief you long for. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. I will obey whatever you say. Heal me, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is referred healing. And now again, at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen.
Until the next level, our God is always in control. No matter what you're going through, he's taking you. Let his spirit travel.
Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm sleeping, do not disturb. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. This advice is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day, or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, a better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and take in the proverbs that were spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now.
We proclaim you now.
And your mighty power. And your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now.
Lord, come upon
us now. Yes, Lord.
Upon us now.
and let your presence, let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yes, yes, yes. Your presence fall. There's healing in your presence. There's peace in your presence. Everybody standing all over the building with your hands raised and your mouth open. Let's cry out to the Lord tonight. Come on. Say, Lord.
Come on, let's check it out, y'all. Check it out.
Amen. Jehovah Rohi, with all the confusions ahead of me, I need you to guide me on the right path. I cannot always see which way to go and what decision to make. I need you to be my shepherd and show me the way. Will you help me learn how to listen to you even better than I do now? Will you tune my heart and mind to hear your voice so I will more easily follow you, just as a trusting lamb follows its shepherd? Help me make decisions that honor you and bring you glory. Without you as my shepherd, I would surely wander and eventually get lost. Guide me with your hand and show me your loving care as you shepherd me through life's path. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I'll play another selection.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born
in a manger,
born,
but on a tree.
yourself saying.
Amen, 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 amen. Jesus, Jesus is our bread of life. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from God. So make yourselves comfortable, relax, and just enjoy this word tonight on this Thankful Thursday. Amen? Praise be to God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? Unmute.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Praise God. Praise God.
Doing awesome, thank you. You know what? You know better than to play that song. You know what that song does.
I heard that song this morning on the radio, and I said I just gotta play that song tonight.
My goodness, glory to God. That's my song there. You know,
yes.
Just to hear what He did for us, just to be reminded.
Yes.
Of that kind of love, my goodness, glory to God.
Nobody,
you know,
but
it's a love that no one talks about it, but we kind of take it for granted, you know. And it's a shame because no one is going to love us that away.
No, not
so
at
it's
all.
A shame that we take that kind of love, that, my goodness, glory to God, that we take that kind of love for granted. When I tell you, care who you are, there is absolutely nothing that the Lord thy God wouldn't do for you.
Amen.
You are His creation.
Yes.
Come on now.
All
my
right.
goodness. You are the apple of His eye. You are the love of His life. You are everything to Him. Why do you think He robed Himself in flesh, came down here, allowed them to pin Him to a cross that He did not belong on? My goodness, glory to God. Who else is going to love us that way? No one. We will never find that kind of love. And I know many are saying, I still haven't found that kind of love. I don't have that kind of relationship with God. You don't have to have that kind of, oh, my goodness, thank you, God.
Oh, Pastor.
You don't have to have that kind of a relationship with God. It does not, it does not mean he doesn't love you that way. It
Amen.
Just means you don't have that kind of relationship.
Okay.
My goodness. Well, I'm going to say this one last thing. You know how I know it doesn't mean he doesn't love you? Because here's the thing. He loved all of us before we knew him. Come on now, my goodness, glory to God. So do not think you're alone saying, I don't know, I don't have that kind of. None of us had that kind of a relationship, but he loved every last one of us. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. I'm grateful that God loves us.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said? I said, I am grateful that God loves us. I didn't say I'm grateful because God, oh my goodness, glory to God. You better show yourself today, Pastor Kathy. I didn't say because God loves me, huh? Because see, don't make me hurt him, Holy Ghost. Okay, I think I will. Because only a selfish person, would say, I'm so glad God loves me. I'm so glad God did this for me. I said, hold that thought. God never does anything for just one person.
Okay.
Here it comes. If God did something for you, it was not only for you. You just don't know it yet. Come on now. See, this is the thing. The closer you get to God, the more you get to know him. The more you get to know him, the more you learn about him. The more you learn about him, you realize it's never, ever,
ever
about just you.
Amen.
Never. So when God blesses Pastor Kathy, guess what? It's not for Pastor Kathy. Huh? It's for others.
Yes.
I had to learn that the hard way. I was going, oh, look how God blessed me. Oh, look at God. And one of my pastors said, you think God did that for you?
Okay.
Yeah, God did it for me. She said, Kathy, God didn't do that for you. He did that for the building up of the kingdom.
Yes.
So others could see and be drawn to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh, God. Thank you because you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh, God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day, and for that we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh, God. Father God, that you even looked upon us. And all that we've done, all that we're doing, all that we're contemplating on doing, and you still love us.
Yes.
You love us enough to come and see about us.
Come
you
on,
love
God.
Us enough to come and save our lives.
Thank
My
you.
Goodness, God, how could we not love a God like you, that you take time with every last one of us. Thousands, thousands, thousands of us are screaming on a daily basis, Lord, I need, Lord, I want, Lord, can you help, Lord, can you come by, Lord, can you see? And yet you have time to answer every last one of us. I am so grateful you are not a man. I am so grateful you are not a man. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be one of the vessels that you use to speak a word to the people, oh God. I pray that as you have given it to me, it will go forth and it will not return unto you void. Someone is going to hear this word and say, what must I do to be saved? My goodness, what must I do to get back home? What must I do to get it? What must I do, oh God?
Yes.
In that, and only in that, will you and only you get the glory. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way right now with this word. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Please amen. Put your phone on mute. Please, please, please. Thank you, God. Just so we don't hear the background noise, that's all. But you'll still hear me. Thank you, God. God, I love you. This is going to be so good. This is good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. Thank you, God. You know what? Every time God gives me a word, I have to sit down and go, thank you, God. I don't care what he says in his word. Just to speak his word, I have to say thank you, God. Why? Because he could have chose anybody.
Amen.
There's nothing special about Kathy. Nothing at all. Kathy is 2 seconds, not minutes, seconds from being one of you. My goodness. And you know what the difference is in that 2 seconds? God's hand on my life.
Okay.
God's anointing. That's the only difference. He removes that. Guess what? Y'all going to see Kathy go, oh, my God, I know that ain't Pastor Kathy. Yeah, this is me all along. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, thank God for the anointing. Here we go. God, I do love you. We are going to be coming from, yay, in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 3-23. And then we're going to get one little piece of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 20. Oh, excuse me, verse 19 through 20. Thank you,
Amen.
God. Yes. I like it already because I'm looking at it. You know, I watch all kind of movies because I love comedy. And I just look at stuff. And God is helping me for the things I ain't supposed to look at. But, you know, I look at it. Anyway, there was a part in Tyler Perry's movie, and he said, I knew y'all was going to get together. I knew it. They said, how you knew? He said, I wrote it. See, y'all didn't even catch that. Y'all supposed to catch that.
Yeah.
God is saying, I knew you were going to come to me. How did you know, Father? I wrote it.
Okay.
Your life, oh my goodness, glory to God, your life has already been mapped out by the Father.
Yes, it has.
He knows exactly when you're going to come in. In fact, hello, he knows exactly what you're doing right now. Huh?
Absolutely.
And you ain't even, watch this, you ain't even doing it yet. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Ooh,
you're not doing it yet. You're just thinking about doing it. What you're going to do when you get off this line. I wish you hurry up and get to the word. I ain't got to rush. Because guess what? If you really want this word, you're going to sit right there and listen. And if you don't, guess who's missing out? Ooh, not me. Yeah. Yeah, because this is a good word. A good word.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Father.
I love
you. I thank God for everyone under the sound of my voice, and I pray that it comes across with clarity, that everyone in all thy getting, they're able to get understanding. Thank
Amen.
You, God. Okay, here's the twist. We're going to start out in the Gospel of Matthew first, then we're going to go back to 1 Kings. Wow,
okay.
I like it already. Matthew chapter 15, verses 19 and 20. It said, you want me to tell that too, Lord? Yeah, okay. The Holy Ghost said give you the title, so I got to give you the title. So even if you hang up, at least you caught the title. Oh, my goodness, thank you, God. Title of this message is A Clean Heart. A clean heart. That's it. A clean heart. That's all he gave me. Okay. Matthew chapter 15, verses 19 and 20 says, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. these are what defile the man. But eating without unwashing your hands does not. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to pass out. Oh,
say
Lord,
it.
Thank
say
you for
it.
Right
yes.
there. He says, okay, all you little nasty, clean folks under the sound of my voice, I got to wash my hands while I eat this burger. A burger that you got from McDonald's that you don't know who made for you or
thank
what
you.
They put on
Ooh.
It, how thank they hands look looking. But you got to wash your hands while you eat it. Because you believe by washing your hands, that's going to make your burger clean. Oh, my goodness, help us, Lord. Teach us today, Holy Ghost, teach us. And God is saying, and just so you know, that's not even what defiles you, okay? Come on now. He says, your hands ain't got nothing to do with you being dirty. Ooh, not your hands, your feet, your legs, your lips, none of that. Oh, here we go. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 23 says, at the time, two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One woman said, please, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in, 17. I'm missing the rest of 17. Hold on one second. Thank you, God. How did this happen? See, you just got to know when this word is getting ready to be good. Ooh, wait. The woman says, I live in a state house and I gave birth while she was in the house. Thank you, God. And on the third day, on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also had a baby. We were alone with no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she rolled over on him. So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I was asleep. She laid him in her bosom and put her dead son at my bosom. The next morning when I got up to nurse my son, I discovered he was dead. But when I examined him, I realized that he was not my son I had born. No, the other woman, the living one is my son and the dead one is your son. But the first woman insisted, no, the dead one is yours and the living one is mine. So they argued before the king. Then the king replied, and I said, verses 16 through 23, 16 through 25. Thank you. Then the king replied, this woman says, my son is alive and yours is dead. But the other woman says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive. Then the king continued, bring me a sword. So they brought him a sword. And then he declared, what is going on with me today? I am so sorry, y'all. I don't even know how I did this.
Okay. First Kings 3:16-23.
Can you take it to, just read verses 24-27, Evangelist Hilda, please.
Okay, and I'm reading from the New Living. 24 says, all right, bring me a sword. So a sword was brought to the king. Then he said, cut the living child in two and give half to one woman and the other half to the other.
Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Oh, this is good right here.
Yeah, and the devil
this
don't
is
want
good right here.
You.
I don't know if you have parents that know how to be little detectives. I had a parent, my mother and my father, they knew how to be detectives. So they find out who did what by eliminating the one that did it. So they take the story and they'll twist the story up, and you're sitting there going, yeah, that could happen. And they looking at you going, that ain't what you said the first time. And you're going, yeah, I said. And so they playing detective, and they figure out which one is really telling the truth. So here is King Solomon, right? And guess why they say that? And for those of you that may not know, they say that King Solomon was a wise man.
Yes.
Right? He was the wisest man around. Why do they say that? Because when King Solomon was given the kingdom, the nation of Israel to rule, he was, the first thing he did was he asked God, I need you to tell me how to rule your people. I need your wisdom. And God said, wow, look what he asked for. I will give him that and so much more. Because guess what? In his asking, he didn't ask selfishly. He humbled himself and said, Lord, I don't know how to rule your people.
Right.
Even though I'm the king, they are not my people. They are yours. You have merely put me to lead over. My goodness, glory to God. Y'all better hear me good. You know how many. Uh-oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't want to get slapped. He said, it's okay. I'll block it. Oh, all right now. Go ahead. Try to slap me if you want to. The Holy Ghost said, I'll block it. Here's the thing. You got pastors out there. You got bishops out there. You got apostles out there. You got prophets out there. And guess what they're saying? Oh, don't nobody come in my house trying to tell my people what to do.
Ooh.
What house? You talking about this church?
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Uh-huh. And you talking about these sheep. So these are your people. My people. My congregation, they know what to do. I already told them. This is how we roll. Ooh, help us, Jesus. Because guess what? Some of us have been in the churches where they're still saying that. And here's the thing. I don't care what your title is, okay? There really is only one shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd, right? I'll lay my life down for you. The rest of them are hirelings.
Okay.
I brought them in there. Okay. I hired them. Oh, my goodness. Watch this now. Someone's going to try to hurt me. I brought them in there to watch over your soul as I give them direction. I am, make no mistake about it, I am everywhere all the time. I see everything they do, they say, they think about doing. Come on now. I'm even watching the ones that go before these pastors, bishops, apostles, prophets, and kneel down. Pastor, what you want me to do? Pastor, I got to get, I can't get my pastor upset. I need, King Jesus. They are merely your pastor.
Yep.
While they deserve respect, God gets the glory.
Come on now.
We have it twisted. We're glorifying them, and we think we're respecting God. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. They are supposed to be the ones to get the respect, and God gets the glory.
Yep.
You don't bow down to them.
Nope.
You don't run it. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I was getting ready to go speak one time, and I had an armor bearer, and I love this armor bearer. She has so much respect for God's word. She would start praying before I enter the building. She's just doing everything to glorify God. She's setting the atmosphere, and I come in there. Good evening, Pastor Kathy. And I'm walking on and go, thank you, God. You can feel the anointing is already in the atmosphere because she done been praying. And so there was a day, it was crowded, it was so much going on. and your own barracks are standing next to you, but then you got deacons on the side because, you know, people like to run up and try to jack a pastor. So now we got to make sure that the pastors are protected because everybody ain't in the spirit that enters that church. So anyhow, we go to sit down to eat, and I'm telling you, now I done been preaching, went into the thing to sit down where everybody's going to eat. I look, I see it wasn't a nurse, enough servants. So I jumped behind them, and I started serving with them.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get to the table, my feet are killing me. Like, ow, ow, ow. So I'm trying to walk all dignified to get to the table with my robe on. But I can't because my toes is killing me. So I get to my chair, and I'm thinking, I got to put some flats on my feet because my feet are killing me. And I asked them to go get my flats out of the back. And when they brought my flats to me, the armor bearer, she went to take my shoe off to put it on my foot. I said, No. Give me that shoe, girl. And she said, no, I'm just helping. No, you done enough. Okay? Because, see, here's the thing. We got to know that we have set boundaries. The boundaries are to keep others from trying to put us in God's place.
Mm-hmm.
Keep others from trying to glorify us. Okay? So I was not going to sit there and let that young woman take off my shoes, put them on my slippers. No, just give me the shoes. Mm-hmm. I put my shoes on and went on her business. And guess what? When I went to walk away, the Holy Ghost told me to turn around. And I turned around, and I looked at her husband's face, and he was smiling. And I turned around and kept on going. And I went, I waited days before I asked him why.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Pastor Kathy, I got a lot of respect for you because you could have very well sat there and let my wife take your shoes off and put your slippers on, and you didn't. Thank you, because you let her know, no, you ain't got to do all that. You supposed to assist me when I'm going forth with the word. You ain't got to do all that. He said, I can appreciate the way you handled that. I said, oh, okay, you see what I'm saying? This is what
yes.
I mean when I say it has never been about you.
Mm.
Someone is watching you to see how they're going to get to God or run away from God. My goodness, glory to God. And so stop looking at your pastors, your bishops, because they speak so good, they so anointed, da-da-da. It still belongs to God. If he removes it, you're going to see who they really are. So don't glorify them. Say that for God. Now, here we go. So God is saying, here's the two prostitutes. Do you want to know why he let us know the two ladies were prostitutes? Okay, I'll tell you. They were filthy, dirty, right? Out there prostituting themselves, okay? They were in sin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now here's the two prostitutes, and they both have a baby. You got to know every time God puts something in his word, he puts it in there for a reason. Oh, yes, I did. Thank you, God. And so the two prostitutes come, and they stand before him. They stand before the king. You
mm-hmm.
do know that there is but one king, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is the King of kings and Lords of lords. Yes,
yes.
The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one
yes.
true living God.
Yes.
Okay. Just so you know. So they stand
mm-hmm.
before the king, and they say, the one woman keeps quiet. The other one says, please, my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and she explains the story.
Mm-hmm.
The other lady didn't even address the king, right? She didn't even give reverence to who the king was. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. She didn't give reverence to who the king was. Not that. She just said, no, this is my baby. So, baby, this is my baby. She didn't even reverence. Give reverence to the King. Nope. A lot of times, help me, Jesus. A lot of times when we go before God, we do not give reverence to who He is.
That's
how
right.
do you do that? Ah, come on, Jesus said when you pray, even when you pray,
that's
our
right.
Father,
our.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I
yes.
honor you. I respect you. You
mm-hmm.
don't come into this church. Lord God, please, let me get this job. Lord God, please, don't let this happen to me. Lord God, wait, hold on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They don't even say Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Okay. There's a way to come into God's presence.
Yes.
Give reverence
mm-hmm.
to a sovereign God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't care how bad you think you need anything. You give reverence. I know for sure I could never run up to a mother and say, I don't need a pair of jeans for Jim, and I don't need my sneakers too. And my mother not look at me and go, girl, who you talking to?
Okay.
I was talking to you, and before I could get, I was talking to you. She would have slapped me across my lip. So if there's a way to go to your mother and father, there's a way to go to our Heavenly Father.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, there is a way. And so now, the other lady, she didn't even say, King, oh, yes, hey, King, how you doing, Lord? Nothing. She said, oh, no, that's my baby. You lying, that's fine. So the King listening to the two prostitutes, and he says, go get a sword. He says, go
yes.
get a sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to settle this right now.
Okay.
And they bring the sword, and he says, you know, cut the baby in half. Give her half and give her half. Okay? That'll
mm-hmm.
settle this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady mm-hmm. the baby really belongs to, she said, don't do it. I'd rather live without him and see him alive than to have him dead and neither one of us. I don't want my son dead. Let her have him.
Mm-hmm.
And the King looks at them. And let me tell you, King Solomon was the wisest man because he asked God to show him how to rule over his people.
Yes.
So he not only did that, he asked God, I need your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Not the wisdom of the world.
Right.
Not to
yes.
do what the world thinks is right. I need to know how you are seeing things and how you want me to handle things. And so with that, you got to understand King Solomon was given the wisdom of Christ. And with God's wisdom told him to search the heart. Because
mm-hmm.
God has told us, I don't look at man the way you do. I don't look from the outside and then the end. I don't see nothing on the outside. I go directly to the inside.
Okay.
I go and check out the heart. So
yes.
with the wisdom of God, Solomon says, give me a sword. I'm going to cut them in two, half or each. Why? Because he was searching their heart.
Heart. Amen.
God says, you're so concerned about washing your hands before you eat. You're concerned about this, that, and everything else. That's not what defiles a man. What
That's
defiles
right.
a man is on the inside already.
Yes.
His heart. The contents of his heart. And I love this because you know how many people do whatever they want to do and then they look at you and go, well, God knows my heart.
Hey.
Yeah, God does know your heart. Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He's not looking at the shell. He's not looking at the filth on the outside of you. He is looking at the filth on the inside.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Here's the thing. So the wisdom of God tells Solomon to search their heart. If you have a clean heart, you'll have a right spirit. If you have a right spirit, then you'll do the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And if you are not doing the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord, it's because you don't have a right spirit. And if you don't have a right spirit, there's an indication you don't have a clean heart. My goodness, God.
Ooh,
and
Lord.
Because you're saying God knows the heart. And God said, go ahead, Kathy, use your favorite line. I said, I can use my line, Lord. He said, go ahead, Kathy, I'm going to allow you to use your line today. Go ahead. You can say. I said, I can say it, Lord. He said, go ahead, Kathy, say it. I said, because you don't have a clean heart. You're not a nice person. That's my favorite line. I go through, I used to, I'm on a new job now. I used to go to my job. I tell you, inside my office, and I didn't have no door. It was the door there, but it was a revolving door. Anybody could come in and just do whatever in my little space. So anyhow, came in. I don't know who did it. They came in, and I had a camcorder on top of my computer. So that when we do Zoom and all of that, I could see. So I had the little camera sitting up there. And I came in the next day or one of the days, and the camera was gone. I went
oh,
over the
no.
I said, someone took my camera off the computer. And they said, oh, no, Miss Kathy, somebody took your camera. I said, yes, someone took my camera. So I went up and down the hall. I was going, you're not a nice person. That's it. You're not a nice person. And you know, every time somebody do something, I look at them and go, you're not a nice person. You're not nice at all. You know, and I never got the camera back, but it's okay because the person that took that camera, they don't know who they took the camera from. They thought they took the camera from Miss Kathy. God says, Kathy, I got you. I say, okay. Because they don't realize that God has already said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Kathy is anointed by God. She is a woman of God to do the work of the Lord, to preach the gospel. How dare you touch anything God has set aside for the work of the kingdom?
Amen.
You just touched the wrong one, buddy. So now they don't even realize it, okay? They think they got off scot-free because they got the camera. Yeah, they have a whole lot of havoc going on, too, and they don't even know why until they say, Lord, forgive me of what I've done wrong. They're going to keep on having havoc. Yeah, if they say it. If they don't, they're going to keep on having havoc. So here's the thing. God has sent me, to say to all of us, he says, all about a clean heart. Why? Because I don't care if you are a prostitute, a liar, a thief, an adulterer. My goodness, glory to God. I don't care if you're into sexual immorality. I don't care if you're out there lying, being slanderous around you. I don't care. He says now, just so you know, because I told you in Matthew 15 and 19 that those are the things that defile a man. Why? Because it is an indication that clean heart. A clean heart is a reflection of God. Yeah, because
that's right.
I told you all. You have a clean heart. You have a right spirit. When you have a right spirit, you are doing those things that are pleasing unto the Lord. And if you are not, then you do not have a clean heart. Why? Because you are doing things that God is not pleased with. Yeah. I know when God is not pleased with me, right? You ain't even got to have a relationship with God. Something about when you're doing something wrong, You already feel guilty. Well, let me take that back. Some of us feel guilty.
Okay.
And some do not. Right? Because I ran across a young man saying he don't feel no conviction. I thought, oh, my goodness, what are you saying?
Wow.
He said, I don't believe in all that.
Whoa.
I said, oh, my goodness. You don't have no conviction? He said, no, none at all. I said, oh, that's a dangerous person. You need to run away from them. Anyone that can do something and they don't feel any remorse about what they've done, they have no concern over, you need to run as far as you can away from that person. You mean to tell me you're not bothered by the wrong you've done? Something is wrong. God is never going to abide in that vessel. Because that's not his way. God is love. God is tender. He's merciful. He's forgiving.
Yes.
Come on now. Look at Jesus. After they did all that they did to him, he still looked up and said, Father, forgive them.
Forgive them. That's right.
They don't know what they're doing. Because he had compassion for the people.
Yes.
If you don't have no conviction, oh, my goodness, God. You might as well, oh, okay, thank you, God. And so God says, for all the ones that are running, going, God knows my heart, God knows my heart. Yep, he sure does.
Yes,
he knows that you're not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a nice person. Why? I'm not saying, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't get it twisted. That is not what Pastor Kathy's saying. Pastor Kathy is not saying, because you smoke weed, you're not a nice person. No, the devil is a liar. That's not what I said. Because you are an adulterer, it doesn't mean you're not a nice person. Oh, the devil is a liar. That's not what I said. Because you are a liar, it does not mean you're not a nice person. That is not what I said. Did I not start off by saying there were two prostitutes? So they were in sin. Sin is filthy, filthy, dirty, okay? So whatever the dirt you're in, oh, my goodness, glory to God, it does not dictate to God who you will always be. God is not looking at what you're doing. He's not looking at what you're in. All he's looking at is your heart.
Okay.
And guess what? I've seen people that we come up to me, hey, Miss Kathy, how you doing? Give you all the respect. You know, go out there and try to be kind to some people, try to help. You ain't got no way to get home, and they trying to get you a ride and doing all. I've seen people that are in adultery. Come on now. And they're kind to others, and they're sharing and caring. And they're looking at you and going, would you like some of this? Because they see you over there without lunch. And would you like some of this? They're not hiding so you can't see because you ain't got nothing to eat and they're afraid they got to share. Come on now. You're not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It is not easy for me to deliver this word because there are a lot of people out there that say, I'm a nice person. God knows my heart. And that's why God is sending this message because he's saying, yes, I do know your heart. You're not a nice person because I already told you guys, if you have a clean heart, you have a right spirit. If you have a right spirit, you are doing those things that are found pleasing in the sight of the Lord. I have never seen a selfish bone in God's body. And I'm talking about when Jesus was here on earth. He done seen thousands and thousands of folks walking up and down, and somebody run up to him, pull on him, and he's just as tired as he want to be. And they saying, get this person off of you, Jesus. Send him away. Okay? We have to go in. And Jesus stopped them, and he turned around. He said, what is it that I can do for you?
That's right.
He didn't selfishly say, sir, ma'am, I'm tired. Okay? When I come back from getting some rest from over there, call upon me then, and I'm going to help you.
Yes.
He turned around and met the need right then.
Okay.
Come on now. So if what you're doing is not a reflection of what God would do, you might not be a nice person. Even if you're drinking, getting high, okay, it does not mean you're not a nice person. It just means you're drinking, getting high, and one of these days, God is going to clean up the rest of you.
Yes.
That heart that still says, oh, I'm trying to do me. I'm doing me. Okay,
go ahead.
Do you?
Do you?
Because guess what? I ain't going to lie. I did me.
Yep.
God knows I did me. My mother be looking at me out in the club somewhere, staying in the club till 5 o'clock in the morning, coming out looking like Boo the Fool. So
yes,
I did me.
Indeed.
And so God came and got me.
Yes.
And as filthy as I was, he looked at me. He said, Kathy, are you ready? I said, Who that talking? Because you know when God comes to get you. You got someone just walking up to you all randomly. You want to go to church? You go, what? I don't want to go to no church. You go on about the business. Somebody else said, you feel like going? You say, hey. Okay, this person didn't even know that other person way over there asked me to go to church. What's going on? So God has a way of letting you know that he's saying, it's time for you to come in now. Lay all of that down, Kathy.
Yeah.
And when I understood that it was him, I laid it all down.
Okay.
And I came on in.
Yes.
And he says, now, I can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you.
Yes.
That your ways may be found pleasing unto me. God is saying,
thank you, God.
It has never, ever, ever been about you, Kathy. It's always been about what I'm going to use you to do.
Amen.
Doesn't mean that you're going to be a pastor or a bishop or anything like that, and it doesn't mean that you're not. It simply means God says it's through love and kindness have
yes.
I drawn them.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot draw them if they don't see love and kindness being extended from you.
That's right.
I got a whole lot of folks that I absolutely loved and adored at that last job at Rest Care. Because I'm telling you, I was looking at them going, what you doing, young? What is that you doing, young man? What's there? What you doing? But guess what? I could see the goodness of their hearts. I got one young lady, if you see her that a day and she ain't high, oh, glory to God, because child Rose high. But guess what? She came to me and said, and they all call me Miss Kathy. She said, Miss Kathy, I need to get the P card. I said, the P card gone. And we were closing half the day. She said, Miss Kathy, I cannot go back to that home and not have gifts for the client. I said, okay, let me wait with you till the P card comes so we can get you, so you can get the gifts. She said, Miss Kathy, I don't know when that P card is coming. That's okay. I got some money. I'm going to get them some gifts. And I said, you going to what? She said, I got some money. I'll go get them some gifts. It's okay. I'm going to make sure my client, or they call them residents, my residents, they got something. Because they're going to be crying if they don't get nothing. Miss Kathy, I can't do that to them.
Oh, bless her
heart.
And
she left. And she went. She got her residents something. Now, here's the thing. First of all, I can't tell you that part of the story because you might know who it is. Anyway, they went out of their way to get there to make sure that their clients would have something to open on Christmas Day.
Because
they're like kids. They don't know. They just have a special day and they want to feel good. I want to open something, too. I want to open something. You could give them a box of jelly beans just because they had a box. They okay with that?
Yes, absolutely.
And so this is the young lady that I said, most of the time you see her, she high. But she wasn't so high that she didn't allow me to see her heart. Her heart says, I came back to make sure I could get them something because I don't want my residents to be without a gift.
Exactly.
I hope y'all hear what God is saying.
hear it.
God is saying, what you're doing on the outside is not what's defiling you.
That's right.
It's what's on the inside of you
mm-hmm.
that's defiling you.
Yes.
Because your heart is what's causing you to do what you do.
Yes.
And if you're doing the things that are not pleasing in the sight of the Lord, then you're not a nice person. And your next prayer should be, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You guys.
Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Kathy, for that word this afternoon, this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. So we have no callers on the one that we had left, and that was 936-219. And God bless them for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Back to
Amen.
You, Pastor Kathy.
Bless you, God. Bless you, God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you. Because
thank
there
you.
Used to be a time when I would get so discouraged mm-hmm. if no one got on the line, if no one joined to hear me. And now I recognize that you're saying, use it, Kathy, as a platform.
Yes.
You're getting ready for where I'm going to take you. When I
yes.
was 12 years old, he let me know I yes. am an end time preacher.
Amen.
I didn't know what it meant. And throughout the years, he started explaining. And I asked my mother. My mother said, does it scare you? I said, no. She said, you okay? God's going to explain it to you one day.
Yes, he will.
And so now it doesn't discourage me if no one gets on the line. I use it as a platform that God has given me to get prepared for where he's taking me. For all of you out there under the sound of my voice that don't know God, all you have to do, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life, dear Lord. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you. I love you. Please, I believe that your son died on that cross and rose up in 3 days. I believe that he died for my sins, her sins, his sins, all of our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a way to come into your presence, oh God, through the name of Jesus, the price that was paid for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, ask God to lead you to a good household of faith where mm-hmm. you can grow in the knowledge of who he is and what his love really means for each and every last one. God is a merciful, forgiving God, and
mm-hmm.
I love him for it. We thank you, God, for all you've done, doing, and are going to do. We pray that your word, as you have said, did not fall on deaf ears. And
mm-hmm.
someone heard something that said, I want to come in now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to create in me a clean heart. We
yes.
thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you as we go our separate ways, but never, ever out of your presence, oh God. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, that our ways may be found pleasing unto you. Thank you for all you've done, doing, and are going to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless
amen.
You guys.
God bless you. Love you, Pastor Kathy, and thank you so, so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you guys. Good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.